over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
The Wisconsin football team victorious today, routed Purdue 52-6 at Camp Randall Stadium. Tawee Walker had 94 yards, three touchdowns. Braden Locke threw for three scores and 359 yards. Luke Fickell's club now 3-2, 1-1 in the Big Ten, and plays at Rutgers next Saturday at 11 a.m. Wisconsin women's hockey team ranked number one in the country, off to a 3-0 start after blitzing Boston College 7-1 out east last night. Casey O'Brien, two goals and two assists in her return to her home state of Massachusetts. Lacey Eden has scored in game two. Badgers lead 1-0 over BC in the second period of play. Before we continue, we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco here in Omaha, getting ready for Wisconsin hockey's season opener, an exhibition against Omaha. We'll hear from former Omaha head coach and Badgers assistant Mike Kemp in just a bit. Big Ten hockey season started last night. Michigan State beat Lake Superior State in overtime 2-1, and then the Spartans knocked off the Lakers tonight 5-1 as Isaac Howard scored a couple of goals and 3 points. Howard had 3 goals and 5 points on the weekend. Also, former Badger William Whitelaw scored the first goal of the season for Michigan, but the Wolverines lost at home to Luke Strand and the Minnesota State Mavericks 5-2. Wolverines have a 2-0 lead on the Mavs second period in Ann Arbor. Notre Dame beat the National Team Development Program 5-2 in an exhibition last night. Ohio State has an exhibition at home against Niagara tonight. So does Minnesota at St. Cloud State. Penn State opens the season tonight with a first of two games at Alaska. Again, they're honoring Mike Kemp here in Omaha tonight, and we'll hear from Kemper and get the opening faceoff coming your way in just a few moments. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Nebraska Omaha dedicating the rink at Baxter Arena to Mike Kemp, the first head coach in Omaha hockey history and longtime athletic department administrator. He also served as an assistant coach with the Wisconsin Badgers for several seasons, 13, including a long stretch from 1982 or 83 to 1996, won a national championship with Jeff Sauer as head coach. Had a chance to catch up with one of the nicest people you'll meet in this business, Mike Kemp, prior to the game.
Mike, congratulations. I see your autograph on the ice already. There will be a pregame ceremony tonight before puck drop at 6:17 officially, but you've got a smile on your face. You always do, but what a celebration. Congratulations.
Thanks, Brian. It is obviously very humbling. It's not one of those things when you start your career that you ever really think about it, you know, or even have the dream that it could ever happen. But I've been a very, very fortunate person. 48 years in college athletics, and it's really quite an exciting finish, let's put it that way.
Sure. Going all the way back to your days at Gustavus Adolphus, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, fortune is one of those things that just happens to hit you, and I was very fortunate and very lucky to have some great breaks along the way.
We have a lot of longtime fans that know about your career, but some new ones, too, that don't. So tell us about how you got involved at the University of Wisconsin.
Well, it was interesting. When Bob Johnson and the Badgers won the national championship in 1981, I was an assistant coach at Gustavus Adolphus College, a Division III team. And Bob had an opening on his staff. And it was really a part-time position then, because back then you really only had one full-time assistant at the Division I level. So he called me up and asked me to meet him in Minneapolis to have a conversation about a possibility to come there. He had heard a lot about me from a player that, father of a player, from Madison, who was playing at Gustavus at the time that I was coaching, and then one of our former alums that was a doctor in Madison, who was a friend of Bob's, who kept telling him about me. And so we had a conversation, and eventually, a couple weeks later, they brought me to campus for an interview and offered me the job. So June 1st of 1981, I moved from St. Peter, Minnesota to Madison. For an unbelievable stretch, I really owe Bob an incredible debt of gratitude for giving me an opportunity to get into the Division I level of sport, and where I was for the next, 30 years.
Yeah. Won a couple of national championships with the Badgers, a number of playoff championships as well. You worked a long time with Jeff Sauer. You eventually came here to Omaha, though, in 1996 to be the first head coach. Did you ask or receive any advice from Coach Sauer when you took this job here?
You know, I've said this before. I said this even last night. You know, Jeff and I he was my closest friend. And, you know, our families were close. We had a entourage and a group in Madison with our media group, our coaching staff, all the families, that is impossible to replicate. I've tried. You know, you can't. It's something. It's organic. We had such a tight relationship for those 13 years that I worked under Jeff, it is something that you couldn't replicate. But I've told people that if you look at how we formed our program, I really modeled my career after him. Humble, hardworking. Player first, community first, and everything that I did here when I started our program and throughout my coaching career in Omaha, hopefully is a tribute to what Jeff Sauer taught me.
And then you look what Dean Blaze did and now Mike Gabinet too. The program's in good hands, isn't it?
I'm very happy. You know, it's rare that, and I'm so excited about what we did by hiring Coach Gabinet to be our head coach, our third head coach. He's one of my former players, played for me for 4 years. Our associate head coach played for me for 4 years. And, you know, for me, it's such a wonderful feeling because I can go into the coach's room and I can go into the locker room. I can go into the coach's room and really tell them what I think. And, you know, whether they take that or not, that's a whole other story. But the comfort and relationship is just something that you can't duplicate.
Yeah, I know you had a lot of friends here. Bill Brophy came down with his girlfriend. Joel Maturi was here. Jamie Sauer, Chip Sauer here as well. You've had a lot of people still celebrating prior to the ceremony here tonight. Are you officially retired? What are you doing now, Mike?
I officially retired May 3rd, and moved to my cabin in Lake Nebagamon, Wisconsin for the whole summer. But they've kept me on a part-time basis to do consulting work and do some things with our hockey program. Like, I'll be going next week to Vegas. We're playing in the icebreaker that Minnesota's hosting out there. Mm-hmm. I'll be traveling with the team and kind of their liaison with the tournament. We're having another tournament out in Palm Springs in January. We're, of course, when we play in Phoenix against ASU, you know, November, I'll be there. You know, all of those kind of things. It's, you know, it's a great way to retire because I'm still involved in some way, shape, or form.
Well, again, great to see you. You look fantastic. You still running? Because I know you've been a runner for a long, long time.
Well, the knees went bad. I got both hips replaced, but I still do a lot of workouts every day, try to get into the gym and do a little kickboxing and some of those things that don't quite beat your limbs up quite as bad.
Yeah, but you're going to have fun tonight. This is going to be great for you, and just everybody that's going to be here, and a lot of former players that I met at the hotel last night too. This is special for you.
Well, thank you. It really is, and if, you know, to get out there and be a part of that, and to have this for our whole family. Like I said last night at the reception we had, you know, my brother had no sons of his own. I had no sons of my own. I have two daughters. Now I have four grandsons.
Yes.
But to have my name on the ice means my name, our name, the Kemp name, will last forever.
That's Mike Kemp, former Mavericks head coach, longtime assistant at Wisconsin, was a part of one national championship with the Badgers in 1990. He actually left for a year and became an assistant coach and then came back to Wisconsin, so he missed the 1983 national championship year, but he finally got his ring in 1990. Mike Kemp, he's just a great guy, and great to see him here. He still looks the same. He really does.
Yeah, my first ever games were Wisconsin. We're at the Maverick Stampede in 2003, and I remember him. There was a pre-banquet or a pre-tournament banquet, and he was hosting it like he was, it didn't seem like a head coach. He was just a nice, gracious guy, just talking to everybody, and it just, that was kind of the way he was. And it's very, such a cool thing to see that, to get him get honored that way.
Very much so. So we're getting ready for Wisconsin and Omaha, face off about 4 minutes away. Let's get to the UW Health injury report. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The Badgers are pretty much healthy. One player not in uniform tonight is junior Simon Tassie, who had 12 goals and 28 points a year ago. His first year with the Badgers, suffered a lower body injury in practice early last week. He's back on the ice working out. He was at pregame skate today, did a little bit more, but it's an exhibition game here tonight, so Tassie is not in the lineup. And I mentioned earlier about Nebraska-Omaha. We'll refer to them as Omaha, having a couple of Big Ten transfers, defensemen, one of them Aiden Gallagher of Michigan State. He is scratched for this evening. As far as the Quick Trip lineup, the Badgers will start with Tommy Scarfone in goal. Second team preseason All Big Ten. He's from Montreal, a 6 foot, 174 pound senior who has set records at RIT. In fact, the winningest goalie in RIT history, 55, 29, and 4, a 236 goals against average, 921 save percentage, and 9 shutouts. And he's a young man that will get the call here tonight in game one for the Wisconsin Badgers. Starting defensive pair, junior Ben Dexheimer, first team preseason All-Conference, and Joe Palatichuk, the sophomore from Cottage Grove, Minnesota. Dexie a year ago, 29 points with 5 goals. Palatichuk scored 18 points, lighting the lamp 3 times. We'll get you the Badgers starting forward line here in a moment and tell you a little bit more about the Omaha Mavericks after we hear our national anthem. rendition of the national anthem here at Baxter Arena, which seats over 7,000 fans. Good crowd on hand here tonight for October 5th, 2024, in an exhibition game to get things started. Mike Hastings, who's in his 13th season as a head coach, 325 wins, 121 losses, 27 ties. His starting centerman is junior Christian Fitzgerald from Coquitlam, British Columbia. Last season, Christian had 7 goals and 24 points in 37 games as a sophomore. And then two of the Badgers' 4 transfers on the wings. Ryland Mosley, fifth year from Arnprior, Ontario. Mosley, 18 goals, 33 points, 40 games as a senior last year. First team All-CCHA at Michigan Tech. And Cody Liskoski, a fifth year from Camrose, Alberta. Liskoski named the best defensive forward in Atlantic Hockey in 2023, had 14 goals and 41 points as a senior, and was first team all-conference. We'll see sophomore Quinn Finley with freshman Gavin Morrissey and junior Kyle Kukin in tonight. Ryan Botterill, high-scoring freshman with sixth year senior and captain Owen Lindmark in the middle, and Jack Horbach on the right. Owen Mellenbacher will center the fourth line with junior Tyson Dick on his left, Adam Pietola on his right. Also, Sawyer Scholl and Luke Buss will be playing here this evening. Daniel Lodge with future first-round draft pick Logan Hensler defensively. We mentioned Palatichuk and Dexheimer. Fifth-year Anthony Kerr with sophomore Zach Scholes and freshman Jack Phelan, a Detroit Red Wings draft choice, paired with Weston Knox, a freshman from Andover, Minnesota. We will see William Grama tonight, the sophomore from Stockholm, Sweden, who played only 4 games last season because Kyle McClellan was so good. And we possibly will see Anton Castro, the freshman from Mendota Heights, Minnesota. Garrett Pennanini will center the top line for the Mavericks, former Minnesota Gopher. Pennanini last year had 3 goals, 6 points in 64 games in 2 years as a Gopher. Tanner Lutke, who a year ago as a freshman had 11 goals and 28 points, is left winger. Brady Risk, a graduate student. Risk is a transfer from Alaska. He had 80 points in 97 games in 3 years for the Nanooks, the starting right wing. And we're underway here. In Omaha, the Badgers win the puck and dump it down in. Liskoski right-handed forward behind the net. Tried to cycle back to the corner and Fitzgerald out of his reach. And here comes Omaha up the right wing wall. Pass to the middle. Lutke shot. He fired one over the top of Scarfoni. Hit the glass behind the net and then ricocheted far side to Mosley. Breakout pass to Dexheimer. Skates to the red line. Scoops it in and the Badgers will change. 30 seconds into this season opener, an exhibition against Omaha. No score.
You know, the Badgers have played exhibition games in recent years, but nothing to this extent. It feels like a real game this year. The Badgers have been in Chippewa Falls. They've been in Stevens Point area. Just not the same kind of feel. Even the guys before this game, they were chomping at the bit.
Here's Zach Erdahl, Eau Claire native, former Wisconsin Badger, I'm sure chomping at the bit to play against Wisconsin again. Same with Sam Stang, who's wearing the familiar number 3, and he gets physical far side with freshman defenseman Logan Hensler, knocks him down. Puck squirts back behind the net. Daniel Lodge there. He'll flip it around the kick plate and all the way out to center ice. Omaha skating from our right to our left, attacking the Badgers goaltender Tommy Scarfoni, who's in his Cardinal uniform with Wisconsin in white, diagonally down the chest. Omaha back in its own zone. Lead feed behind the defense. Tyler Rollwagon snaps one off into the midsection of Scarfoni out on top of his crease. Made the stop and hangs on. He almost stuck it underneath the right arm of number 30, Tommy Scarfoni. But he got that wing in tightly. Made the stop and covered up the rebound. Faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. Minute 22 into the first period. We are scoreless.
It looked like a pretty safe time to make a line change for Wisconsin. The puck was down deep in the Omaha zone. The D were getting over to the bench, but a quick pass and a long pass up the ice gave Omaha, I wouldn't call it a partial break, but they gave him plenty of space to make the shot from the right side.
200 by 85, an NHL-sized rink here in Omaha, just like it is now at the Kohl Center in Madison. We'll see that next weekend when the Badgers open the regular season against Lindenwood. Owen Lindmark, sixth year from Naperville, Illinois, playing this is unofficially his 137th. He's played 136 games in his career with the Badgers and the team captain this year. Left wing, it's Ryan Botterill. He'll shoot one left wing, kicked out by the goaltender out towards the point and batted back to center ice. Simon Latkosi, a junior from Trenčín, Slovakia, with that left pad save. Big rebound was there, but The Badgers now force a turnover. Middle of the ice, Pietola. He didn't have his body turned to shoot the puck at the net. Tried to pass it back left wing to his linemate Owen Mellenbacher. Didn't connect. Back at neutral ice, and Pietola scoots it up and dumps it down in. Adam Pietola, freshman from Howell, Michigan, 5'11", 191. We're number 28, Ben Dexheimer. Jack Phelan, defenseman, steps in. His shot got through. And Letkosey makes the stop. The right-handed catching goaltender, Simon Letkosey, didn't give him his due. 19 wins as a sophomore last year, 269 goals against, a 913 save percentage and two shutouts. Honorable mention, NCHC pick, Simon Letkosey, who was very good during the postseason a year ago when Omaha made it all the way to the conference championship game before losing to Denver.
And Adam Pietola right in front of the net, creating a little disturbance for Omaha. Created a screen on the Phelan shot, and then there was a little bit cross-checking. Two or three shots between him and I didn't see which Omaha defenseman, but...
Oh, that's all right. Boys will be boys.
Yep, showing a little bit of grit that some of these new guys will display, as we'll see.
Fitzgerald left wing shot that was blocked down by the centerman Cameron Mitchell, junior from Stony Plain, Alberta. Back out to neutral ice. Ben Dexheimer has it there. Boy, did Dexheimer have a nice sophomore season with those 28 points, 29 points for Dexheimer. 28 points, beg your pardon. 5 goals, 28 points. Honorable mention, all Big Ten. And preseason first team all conference, too, for number 4. Puck up to center. Kyle Kukkonen, one of Dexheimer's former Madison Capital teammates, dumps it in. Kukkonen, right-hander, where's number 9. 18 goals. The CCHA Freshman of the Year 2 years ago at Michigan Tech, then broke his ankle, managed only one goal and 12 points as a sophomore last season, and then transferred here to Wisconsin along with his former Huskies teammate, Rylan Mosley. Kukkonen, right wing. Maintains his balance, scoops it back behind the net, right to the stick of Isaiah Norlin, a freshman from Farmington, Minnesota. Big right-handed defenseman. Goes D-to-D now to Griffin Lutke. Pass up to center to Tanner Lutke. The left-hander drops it off to Pienenmi. Now in tight, it's Lutke who went hard to the net with Hensler defending. And the left-handed Lutke able to get a backhander off on Scarfoni, who protected the far post, made the stop, gave up no rebound. Nice give-and-go that time by Pienenmi and Tanner Lutke.
I was just going to mention about the no rebound. We saw the first shot that Scarfoni held on to. This one didn't have a lot of gas on it, but he did a great job covering it over with Omaha player speeding on him.
Jimmy Glynn, grad student, centers the third line. Badgers steal the puck, and Lindmark made a hard charge to the net, had it poke-checked off his stick. Now a long-range shot by Daniel Lodge off the shaft of Lindmark's stick. It Karen's behind the net. Jack Horbach with it. Horbach left wing! Shot by Kerr. Not much on it. Blocked before it got to the net. Bouncing puck whacked at by Scholl and wide. Sawyer Scholl out on the ice right now with Lindmark and Horbach. Eventually taken away by Jacob Gavin, defenseman from Quebec. Up ahead, it comes to Glynn. His shot blocked by Lodge. Daniel Lodge led the team last season with 64 blocks. Big collision far side. Kerr goes down, hit by Zach Erdahl, the former Badger. Now up to center, Lindmark will send it in. A little pushing and shoving between Erdahl and Lindmark. Now Glynn steps in. Puck was out of play. Stoppage in play, 15:28 to go here in the first period. Shots on goal, 2 apiece. No score between Wisconsin and Omaha. Again, this is an exhibition game, but these teams have played each other 15 times before. Badgers 9-5-1 all-time series against the Mavericks. 5-3 here in Omaha. In fact, the last time these teams played, November of 2019, the Badgers won the opener 5-2, lost the finale 5-2. The only Badger that played that weekend in 2019 that's in uniform tonight, Owen Lindmark, third line right winger that night or that weekend. Tonight, he's the third-line centerman. Good muscle by team captain Nolan Krenzen, grad student defenseman on Wisconsin's Mellenbacher. Puck put in front of the net, ricochet to the corner. D-to-D Phelan now to Scholl's. His long-range shot up high, blocker side on Letkosey, but it goes to the glass. Mellenbacher pinned along the end boards by Israels. Trying to dig it out, Tyson Dickey's got it on his stick, goal line right, looking backside, finds a man, but the pass off the backhand of Zach Scholl's and gathered in by Omaha. They'll skate it to the red line, Brock Bremer, right wing shot, easy stick save for Scarfoni, ricochets off the high glass near side wall. Paul and I in a good position to watch the game here tonight. Second level of Baxter Arena, just above the Wisconsin Badgers bench below us. The Omaha bench is across the way, as are the penalty boxes here tonight. So far, a few whistles. Here's Botterill now. Tries to head man to Mellenbacher, too far and taken away by Omaha. Nebraska Omaha picked to finish fourth in the NCHC this season. Let me just double check that. Thought I had written that down probably. Picked to finish fifth. Denver, the defending national champs, picked to win the conference. North Dakota, then Colorado College, St. Cloud State, Omaha picked to finish fifth in the league. The Badgers picked to finish fourth in the Big Ten this season. Picked fifth a year ago and finished second. Almost won the regular season title.
And the Badgers will head to number one Denver later this month. Should be a great series. It's been a few years for the Badgers. Have been in Magnus Arena as well.
Fitzgerald kicked out of the faceoff circle. Ryland Mosley steps in. Pietola playing up on the right wing with Fitzgerald and Mosley now. Dexheimer and Palatichuk on the ice. Pass off the stick of Mitchell, taken by Wisconsin. Dexheimer with it. Fans off to his right. Comes up to the red line. Center ice pass Fitzgerald. Backhand left wing Mosley. His shot. Oh, it went off the right shoulder of the goaltender and up and out of play. Well, they moved the puck nicely, and Mosley didn't wait. He just blistered that thing at Lacozzi. He came up out of his crouch and fought it off with his right shoulder and up over the glass and out of play. A little pushing and shoving afterwards. No harm done.
We've seen, I think that's the third time tonight already, or here, just 7 minutes in or so, that down the left side, Omaha's putting a lot of pressure on the puck carriers and making it very strong. But we saw Jack Horvath make a great pass to Anthony Kerr earlier, who didn't quite get all of it on a cross-ice pass. And that was another example of just going from right to left, and a lot of space on the rush on those plays.
Fitzgerald and Mosley and Pietola stay, as do the defensive pair of Palatichuk and Dexheimer. Face off to the right of Lacozzi, doing the honors. Pinanimi for Omaha. Two men tied up far side. Mosley tried to dig it free. Instead, it's taken by Norlin. Goes D to D below the goal line to Kramer up the near side wall. Tanner Lutke carries it across. Drops it off near side now for Brady Risk. Spins it around back behind the net. Lutke tied up by Palatichuk. Pinanimi comes in. Fitzgerald on him. Banks a pass out towards the point. Good stick by Pietola to knock it to center. Omaha sends it back in but needs to touch up. And the Badgers have time and space with a puck back behind their net. No score. 13-10 to go in the opening period. Season opener, the Badgers and Omaha playing exhibition hockey here in steamy Omaha. Center ice breakout to Quinn Finley off his skates. He'll track it down. Now angles a pass to Palatichuk, left wing. Right wing back to Laskowski. Up the middle, Finley on the charge towards the net. Touch around the defenseman. Hard to the net. And his shot denied by Laskowski. Oh, good hard drive by this sophomore Quinn Finley, who a year ago had 10 goals and 16 points and a whistle and a stoppage in play. Wow, he went hard to the net.
Just quick puck movement up the ice, and Finley just kept his momentum, skated right around the defender and got a pretty good shot off.
We've got a stoppage in play. Timeout on the ice. 12:46 to go in the opening period here from Omaha. Wisconsin and Omaha, no score. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here from Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
Top-ranked Wisconsin women, four goals in the second period. The Badgers a 5-0 lead at Boston College with about a minute to play in the second period. Lacey Eden scored a couple of goals for Mark Johnson's squad. Here the Badger men and Omaha are no score. Lead feed Hensler for Liskoski off the blade of his stick, and it trickles all the way down, and icing called on the Badgers. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Keeping an eye on the Major League Baseball playoffs. We told you about Badger football blowing out Purdue today, and Paul's keeping an eye on Alabama and Vanderbilt.
Crazy. Under 4 minutes left. It's a 12-point Vanderbilt lead.
Wow.
40-28 right now.
Good speed. Gavin Morrissey catches up to the puck at center ice. Right wing pass to Finley. Protects the puck. Tried to bump it off to Hensler. Didn't get a lot on it. Taken away by Omaha. Jimmy Glynn had it and lost it. Lead feed to Liskoski off the blade of his stick. Ricochet to the captain Krenzen, who spins it around to the far side, and Dylan Grattan. Right wing pass to Sam Stang. Catches, rubbed off the puck by Owen Lindmark. Sam lost his stick. He gathers it back in. The Badgers with possession. It's Anthony Kerr. Right wing pass, Scholl tapped it a bit. Foot race now, Kukkonen and the defenseman Ellis. Icing waved off. Good hustle by Kukkonen. Sweeps one towards the front of the net. It's batted off the side of the cage and gathered in now by Wisconsin's Sawyer Scholl. Stick handles near the blue line. Try to force a pass to the right wing and Care. Good defense that time by Omaha. But kicked off the stick of Kukkonen and back into the Omaha zone.
You know, Tommy Scarfone, after that icing beat out by the Badgers, he gave a couple of stick taps showing his appreciation down the other end. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Zach Scholl's trying to muscle up Tyler Rollwagon in the Wisconsin zone. Then the puck taken away by Israel's. A diving attempt with one hand to the right of Scarfone. Went off the side of the cage. Puck kicked away from Scholl. Bounces back to Sawyer. He'll flip it out to center. And that's where Omaha takes the puck. Jacob Gavin out of Drummondville, Quebec. Now Omaha will settle things down. Badgers get a full change. Phelan out there with Dexheimer. Here comes Horbach, Botterill, and Mellenbacher. And the Badgers will play everybody here tonight, but the injured Simon Tassie, not a serious injury to the Badgers forward. Tassie not in uniform. We will see freshman Luke Buss a little bit later on, and freshman Weston Knox, the defenseman, as well.
Yeah, the benches are really big here in Omaha, but still not big enough. And we've seen the entire first period here with Knox and Buss got their pants on, sitting in the corner, watching through the glass. They'll be getting a chance here later in the period, or actually the second period.
Left wing pass by Botterill down the middle, and Mellenbacher, left pad save made by Letkosey. Beautiful look by Botterill to Mellenbacher, open between the rings. Now here comes Omaha, transition to our left, drop pass near side, and a wrister by Lurie was off the side of the net, maybe grazed the near side post on the outside, and back out through center ice it comes. Alexei Van Hoot-Chichero, fourth-line centerman, freshman from Quebec out there, wearing number 17 for Omaha. Badgers Palatichuk, head man's to Jack Horbach at the Omaha blue line. Canceled out by Grattan. And back out to center ice, and the Badgers tap it right wing by their bench and Hensler. On the attack, Hensler, scoop pass ahead for Mosley off his stick, defended nicely down the middle of the ice and taken back by Omaha. Skating to our left, here's Hillman, taps one towards the front of the net. Good defense by Wisconsin's Hensler to knock the puck down, then a breakout to the stick of Tyson Dick. Dick, left wing, across the line, Mosley, but Fitzgerald was offside. 9:41 to go in the first. Still no score here in Omaha.
Yeah, Hensler looked like he was headed up the ice with the puck. It got turned over, he turned back around, and just like you said, knocked the puck out of the air, made what looked like a dangerous play into nothing for Wisconsin on the defensive end. We'll say I like the batter's passing has looked pretty sharp here tonight so far. It's early in the night, early in the season, and they've had some great rushes up the ice and finding teammates and very unselfish plays.
And I mean, when you consider too, Mike Hastings and his staff kind of jockeying their line combinations with the number of players that are available here tonight in this exhibition. So, been different combinations frequently here in the opening period. Omaha just called for icing. They'll drop it back in the Maverick zone to our right. Should mention the referees tonight from the NCHC, Anthony Bicker, and from the Big Ten, Andrew Brueggemann. The linesman from nearby Omaha, Scott Fitzpatrick and Nathan Stanton. Fitzpatrick is the deputy fire chief in Omaha. Face off to the right of Latkosi, again, a right-handed catching goaltender at 5'11", 177 from Trenčín, Slovakia. And folks in Madison may recall Latkosi played for the Madison Capitals on two different stints, 1920 and then in the 21-22 season. And in fact, Latkosi had a Capitals record with 31 wins in that 21-22 season. Simon Latkosi. Omaha's got the puck with 9 minutes to go here in the opening period. No scores so far. Defenseman Noah Ellis gains the red line, dumps it into the Badger zone to our left. Scarfoni flips it up off the high glass to Pietila. Tapped it back to Kerr. Now Morrissey swings it far side to Lodge. He'll scoop it up and out. And then he got hammered by Tanner Ludke and knocked down. That's what the fans were reacting to. Zach Scholes now takes it from the red line and fires it in. Latkosi stops it behind his net. Sent it to the far corner. Now it's Wisconsin in front. Lindmark faked a pass down the middle to Kukkonen and pulled the trigger in tight. Latkosi made the stop. Omaha trying to get back the other way. And the Badgers, Scholes able to chase down the centerman for the Mavericks, Jimmy Glynn. And now Scholes has the puck. He skates up far side. Stang pressures him, but Scholes got the pass off Kukkonen. He skips one through the low slot and all the way back out to center ice with 8:10 to go here in the first period. No score. Shots on goal 5-4 in favor of Wisconsin. Here's Erdahl now, left-hander, scooting his way into the offensive zone. Palatichuk stays with him stride for stride. Centering pass intercepted by Wisconsin's Liskoski. And then he accidentally iced the puck and a faceoff to come inside the Badger zone to our left.
You know, one thing we haven't talked at all about yet, it obviously it will come as the season goes on, but faceoffs, there's some rule changes this year. The last one, I think you were down talking, but Omaha got a centerman thrown out of the faceoff circle. Instead of in the past, it was a warning and a penalty. They've gone back to relax that a little bit in college hockey, more back to like the NHL style.
Yeah, Fitzgerald got kicked out of the faceoff circle right at 1.2, yeah. Lindmark to take the draw with Israels. Omaha wins the faceoff. Grattan, the left-handed defenseman, sends it in. Takes a shove from Kukkonen. Palatichuk trying to protect behind the net. Israel's pestering him. Kick free by a roll wagon. Israel's left point, Grattan. Far side down to the defenseman, Gaben. His shot off the stick of Lindmark. Looking around with Scarfoni, the goaltender couldn't locate the biscuit until it fell on the ice. Far left wing. Badgers gathered it in there. Leskoski from Lindmark as he bumps it off the wall. Leskoski can't avoid the forechecker. And now here's Omaha, right wing shot. Oh, I think Scarfoni got a piece of it with his stick. Low to the ice. Quick trigger that time by the defenseman, Gaben. Another shot blocked by Lindmark. Scarfoni locates the puck out by the blue line. They go right wing now. With it is roll wagon to the point again, Gaben, and he bobbles it. And Omaha has to touch up. 7 minutes left of the first. Sauce pass intended for Lurie going towards the net, batted down by Palatichuk. Excellent play, and then a whistle and the puck out of play. And we stop things with 6:54 to go here in the first. No score between the Badgers and the Omaha Mavericks.
First pressure really of the entire game so far for Omaha. It just kind of looked Penn State-ish on that shift. They were grabbing the puck and firing it towards the net. Kind of did what it does for Penn State. And had the Badgers running around a little bit. They stayed in some pretty good lanes, though. You saw Owen Lindmark with a block, and Badgers survived that little stretch.
Garrett Pinanimi to take the faceoff against Lindmark. Owen, one of the best faceoff men in the country a year ago, better than 60%. He won that draw. Puck possessed now by Lodge, kicked off his stick and ricocheted to Brady Risk, right wing. Lodge gets it back, scoops it back out to center. Risk has it again. Defended by Scholl. Headman's Pinanimi. Can't chip it past Lodge, who takes it away. Hensler backpedaling his way out of his own end. Red line. Slides it ahead to Mellenbacher off his skate. Owen tried to track it down. Could not. Lurie picks it up now for Omaha. Right wing pass to Cachero across the line. Defended by Kerr. Drop pass Risk now. He wanted to scoop it around right corner to left. Didn't get it done the first time. Then sent it behind the net. Anthony Kerr gets there. Avoids the hip check from Cachero. And now the puck out at neutral ice. Bounces away from Lurie. Taken away by Hensler. Big right-handed defenseman. Took a bump that time by Jacob Slipik. Lost the puck. Slipik's got it now. Hensler went in his hands and watch Slipik set it down in back behind the Badgers' nets. It's Gerald getting physical with Slipik. Puck squirts free to the stick of Horbach. One on four. Try to scoop it ahead. Be through traffic. Fitzgerald retrieves it left wing. Lost it. Mosley then over skates and Mitchell takes it away for Omaha. 5.5 minutes left in the first. Mitchell skates his way into the Wisconsin zone. Taken down by Scholes, who goes down, wins the puck. Finley can't clear. Out to Hillman. Long range shot well off the mark. Wisconsin's Mosley goes down. Far wing wall. Delayed penalty coming up on Omaha. The Badgers are going to get a power play here in just a moment. There's 5:13 to go in the opening period. Wisconsin and Omaha scoreless as we start this season with an exhibition game at Kemp Ice at Baxter Arena in Omaha. No score. Wisconsin and Omaha back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you looking to tackle a heating or cooling project? Menards is your heating and cooling headquarters. Whether you're installing a new system or upgrading an old one, we carry a wide range of ductwork sizes and styles to fit your needs. Plus, we have the tools and installation accessories to help you complete your project. Shop our great selection of ductwork products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means? Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Penalty on Omaha's Cameron Mitchell for interference at 14:47. The Badgers get a Kunis power play. Wisconsin a year ago, a little less than 20% on the power play, tied for 31st in the country. And they've got a lot of new pieces on their number one power play. Christian Fitzgerald, Rylan Mosley, Cody Liskowski, Quinn Finley, and running the point, Ben Dexheimer. He did an excellent job as the quarterback a year ago with four other players, different players on the ice on that number one unit. But gone are Bantle and Cilia and DeSane. Foul. Good tic-tac-toe play. Right wing Finley to Mosley. Liskowski shot high and wide. Fitzgerald behind the net now. Back left wing. Fitzgerald's got it to the point in Dexheimer. Walks the line and looks back left. Fitzgerald catches. Puts one low. Save made by Latkosi. Retrieved by Liskowski. Soft pass by Fitzgerald. Intercepted by Omaha. Two on two shorthanded. Omaha Stang. Toe pull shot blocked by Dexheimer. And then Stang got his stick up high on Fitzgerald and a penalty on the former Badger Sam Stang. Wisconsin will get a 5-on-3 power play for a minute 18.
And Omaha very aggressive after the Badger shot and rebound. They went right to the wall to try to break up the back pass up the ice. It worked great for them, and they got a chance on the offensive end, but it turns into not what they wanted, and now it's 5-on-3 for Wisconsin. Sam Stang showing his allegiances, maybe? No, just kidding.
They've changed, no doubt. Staying in the box at 15:29 for a hooking. Omaha about 78% on the penalty kill a year ago, tied for 39th in the country, but down two men right now. And the freshman, Hensler, will run this 5-on-3 power play. Set up for Dick, a one-timer right wing, kicked out by Latkosi. Dick. Point, Hensler, left wing, Morrissey. The freshman looks in at the dot, thought about shooting. Maintains possession, throws it back out to Hensler, pass to Morrissey. Hensler steps in, and his shot deflected in front. Kukkonen got his body in front of the goaltender. He gathers the puck behind the net and looking. Left wing, Morrissey. Good look by Hensler, almost got through the traffic. Right wing, Dick. He shoots one, swooping glove, saved by Latkosi, hangs on. Still 45 seconds left for the Badgers, 5-on-3. Kunis power play. No score, 3:58 left in the first.
I like what the Badgers did here. Obviously, lots of room on the ice, but they're not waiting around too long. They're not waiting for the perfect play. They're getting it on the net there a few times. You know, they've worked a lot of power play here in the preseason, and it's definitely been one of the focuses.
Face off to Lekozy's right. Fitzgerald back out there with Laskowski, Mosley, Dexheimer, and Findlay. And Omaha won that faceoff and sent it all the way down. That'll waste some time for the Badgers' two-man advantage. Here's Dexheimer up the middle of the ice. Turns, wanted to drop it back to Findlay and gave it away. And a long-range shot by Glenn, easily gloved by Scarfoni, and the Badgers will try again. You're seeing this more. You've seen it a lot over the last 4 or 5 years. You try to gain the zone on the power play. Man skates up the middle and then drops it back to one or two forwards who are coming over with speed. Findlay, the left wing shot, and another glove saved by the 5'11" Lekozy. And he hangs on. Face off inside the Omaha zone to the right of the Mavericks netminder.
One of those right glove goaltenders that you don't see too many of. Obviously, the Badgers had Jared Moe a few years ago.
Yeah.
But it's pretty rare. So he's been flashed in the glove here the last couple shots.
Goes to the far corner, retrieved by Omaha and sent all the way down by Israels. On Scarfoni, he leaves it off Dexheimer. The Badgers 5-on-3 power play down to 5-on-4 as Mitchell comes out of the box. Dexheimer ran into Grattan, lost the puck, but thankfully Mosley there to help him out. Kicked it back to the corner. Now a battle in the corner. Two Badgers, two Mavericks, but only 25 seconds left of the power play. Puck comes free. Mosley lifts a stick and wins it. Sends it to the left wing. Laskowski sauces up to the point, and Findlay dropped it off to Dexheimer. Handcuffed him, and Dexheimer has to fight through the stick check of Israels to get to the puck. But the Badgers running out of time on this power play, and Dexheimer will take it behind the net, and that'll do it. Good work by the Omaha penalty killers. Badgers now 0-for-2. 0-for-2 on the power play. 2.5 minutes left here in the first. No score. There's Hensler across the line at the half wall right. Forced a pass to Morrissey. Intercepted by Omaha. Dick almost returned the favor, but taken away by Bremer. Trying to cut in on Hensler. Stays with him. Throws it out to the right point now. And Gaben, right-handed defenseman, stops. Now stutters to his right. Sends it down deep. Taken there by Bremer. Tied up by the Badgers. Hensler back to the point. Here's Kramer now. Off the end boards. Bounces towards the crease. Kicked back by the goaltender Scarfoni. Loose puck. Erdahl tried to feed it to the point unsuccessfully, and the Badgers, Palatichuk takes it. With Kukkonen 2-on-4, Palatichuk tried to do it a little bit too much. Instead of dumping it in, he turned it over, and the Omaha will set it back into the Wisconsin zone and get a change with 1:40 left in the first.
Badgers did a good job on that shift. Omaha, you could feel the energy in the building after that 5-on-3 kill. Had the puck on the offensive zone, didn't get anything through anywhere. Badgers did a great job positionally and keeping puck away.
Puck down in the Omaha zone. Turnover behind the net. Mellenbacher had it for a moment. Gave it right back to Ludke, who bumps it back to Norlin. His headman pass intended for Tanner Ludke. Deflected. The Badgers care. Tried to get it deep. Norlin in the way. The 6'5", 200-pound freshman from Farmington, Minnesota is Norlin. Played in Kelowna, the British Columbia Hockey League last year, and first-team All-Star, top defenseman in the BCHL, and at 56 points in 63 games did Isaiah Norlin. Pretty good. 1 minute to go in the period. Puck down deep in the Badgers zone, going to get a Jack Phelan. We'll see Wisconsin freshman Luke Buss and Weston Knox in the second period. Only 40 seconds from that. Coming up during our first intermission, we'll hear from the Badgers team captain this season, sixth-year centerman Owen Lindmark. Here's Horbach, 2-on-2. Pitched it to the corner and tries to chase it down. Does go line right to Findlay, backpedaling low right. Had it poked off his stick. 23 seconds left. Turnaround shot out high by Findlay. Block. Dexheimer's got it. Ben fighting through the stick check of Mitchell. Off the stick of Lindmark. He engages in Miles Hillman. A penalty coming up on the Badgers captain. A little too busy with his stick that time. Lindmark will sit down, and Omaha will get a power play as the clock continues to wind down despite the whistle. They're going to have to check the clock. But there may be anywhere from 15 to 20 seconds left in the period by the time Omaha gets its first man advantage of the night.
As a person with Wisconsin-colored glasses on, it looked like Lindmark's stick was getting held by the forward who was trying to get up the ice. I think Lindmark thought the same thing because he fouled the ref, had a little conversation, but doesn't really matter. The Badgers get to practice their penalty kill for the first time here in the exhibition season.
Lindmark hooking at 1946. Badgers PK last season, 87%, third best in the league. Their best penalty killer up front is now in the penalty box. Fitzgerald is out there right now with Liskoski. Kerr and Lotch face off to the right of Scarfoni. Scoreless, 13.1 seconds to go in the period. Lundke will send it to the corner. Where the puck is Pinanimi. Griffin Lutke, Pinanimi, backside right, pass intended for Israels. He fanned at the shot, and that's it for the period. So Omaha will start the second period with a minute 47 of power play hockey. Shots on goal, 9-7 in favor of Wisconsin. After one, though, here in Omaha, we have no score. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Again, Wisconsin nothing, Omaha nothing. We'll return in about 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here in Omaha for the American Family Insurance First Intermission Report, insure carefully, dream fearlessly, American Family Insurance. Opening period, the Badgers attempted 16 shots, Omaha 11 on goal. The Badgers in favor 9-7. As far as Wisconsin, Quinn Finley had a couple of shots on goal. Harrison Israels had three shots on goal for Omaha. Simon Latkosi stopped all nine shots he faced. Tommy Scarfoni, perfect 7-for-7 in net for the Wisconsin Badgers, who officially went 0-for-2 on the power play, had Oh, minute and a half of 5-on-3 power play hockey, but the Mavericks killed that off. Omaha still has about a minute 47 of power play hockey when the second period begins. But, you know, a lot of new pieces to this Wisconsin hockey club, and for the first period of the season, albeit an exhibition, not too bad for Wisconsin.
Yeah, we were just talking. There's been times in the past where the first game of the year is a little bit of fire wagon hockey. Team still trying to get used to what they're doing. You mentioned 12 new players, but the Badgers look like they're pretty good shape, pretty disciplined, good puck control. We didn't see a lot of turnovers from either team. It looked like a pretty solid effort from both teams here so far. And obviously the Badgers would like to get a power play goal, but they did have some pretty good looks on that. And they've passing has looked pretty decent, and got to be pretty happy going into the first intermission. Again, it's an exhibition game. If it was 6-0 Omaha, it wouldn't matter that much, really. It'd be right. Something to work on later, but I think probably both teams are pretty happy with how that first period went.
Yeah, well, last year went into the season not knowing how the goaltending would shake out. Kyle McClellan won the job, and clearly that was the right choice by the coaching staff. Kevin Murdoch did an excellent job getting Kyle ready as he went on to become the Richter Award winner. But Tommy Scarfone, who I had not seen in person before, he looked pretty good for the Badgers, as he mentioned, 7-for-7 stopping pucks.
Yeah, he looked, I mean, he reminded me a little bit of Kyle McClellan and just how calm he is back there. Did a great job holding on to rebounds. Not a extra motion, just kind of is back there doing what he needs to do, knocking pucks to the corners, and again, just calm in his crease, and that gives you a great confidence. I mentioned at one point, I think Quinn Finley or Kyle Kukin, one of those guys, beat out an icing call, and you could see Scarfone on the other end banging his stick, like telling his teammates, great job. So, again, you don't see goaltenders kind of get involved like that too much. That was really cool to see a guy who's a senior in the new team and just getting excited for what his teammates are doing, just working hard.
Well, Scarfone has played 85 collegiate games. He's a veteran, American Hockey or Atlantic Hockey Association Goalie of the Year, two-time first-team All-Conference, two-time Hobie nominee, Richter semifinalist a year ago, as Paul mentioned earlier. He's been around. Scarfone looked good. We'll see if he starts the second period here. The Badgers in Omaha scoreless. First intermission back in 30 seconds, and we'll hear from Captain Owen Lindmark. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Back in Omaha, Wisconsin, and Omaha scoreless as we start the season with an exhibition game at Kemp Ice at Baxter Arena. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new captain this season. Had a chance to talk with him a little while ago, about a week or so ago, and that's